Hi everyone, welcome to the Stripped Down to Love podcast video where the essence of love comes from within. Welcome back. So sorry I haven't posted anything since November. My life took a 360 degree change and there are still changes going on. And I still remember my last podcast where I was talking about not giving up. So I guess this welcoming of this new episode in 2024 kind of ties into that. My life just, like I said, took a 360 degree change. G-Money's in the background, you'll hear him. He's still slobbering on everything and trying to scratch his body. There, you just heard his bark. I asked him if he wanted to come in the video, but he decided to go and do his own thing. And maybe he will show up later on in the episode. So welcome to 2024. I'm sorry it couldn't be in January. My life was still going through the motions of change at that time. And but I can't wait to share with you things that I have learned and share words of encouragement. So welcome to the 2024 year of the Stripped Down to Love podcast. So let's get into it and let's see what life has in store for us. So like I said in the beginning, my life took a 360 degree turn. In November, when the last episode came out, my dad got really sick and I was not in Hawaii for a whole entire month. I had to go and meet him up in Vegas because he just took a fun trip, and long story short, he never came home. In early December, he passed away, and we are still trying to put our lives together. This episode won't be about that and loss of a loved one, but it will intertwine with just all of the emotions that one may feel and how to not necessarily get through it, but to continue to fill your cup with good things, with things that encourage us to continue to move on. I think this episode also stems from a video that I seen, but I can't really remember specifically what the video was about. All I can say is that, yes, we need our people, right? Like, my dad was a person that I pulled strength from. He was the patriarch of this family. He got many people in this family to the point where, you know, where they needed to be, and helped all of us. But self-encouragement comes from, it's not necessarily outwardly. And it's not pushing energy or taking energy from inside and putting it out into the universe. Other parts of that is, but when you're going through something this life-changing, I think that it's a good time to pause for a little bit and to move inward and to encourage yourself starting from within. I keep putting my hand on my heart because encouragement starting from within, and that's encouragement talking nicely to yourself, softly to yourself, being appreciative of yourself, and reminding yourself from a soft place that everything will be okay. Go inward with appreciation, gratitude, and positive thoughts. Be your own cheerleader inside. Talk to yourself lovingly and positively. Yes, people say be grateful, show kindness. This starts within, because even if you're doing it outward, you're still depleting your soul of gratitude, and gratitude is one of the highest vibrations that you can move through this earth with. And therefore, you're getting further and further away from yourself and your light, and by pushing all of this energy outward and relying on outward sources to provide you with that encouragement and that gratitude, you're, like I said, getting further and further away from your soul journey. And this could ultimately put you in a place of being or hitting rock bottom. And everyone has their own definition of rock bottom, right? One day I was through this chaos of loss of a loved one. I was laying down and I was like, this isn't rock bottom for me, but this is pretty, pretty darn close. I don't think it is rock bottom for me, but it is a 360-degree change of life. Because everyone has their own definition of rock bottom, right? And when I did hit rock bottom, I just chose to be better. And I desired to be better. So I would never, or try to, you can't say never, right? Hit rock bottom again. People can say, you know, when you pass away, oh, they were so nice to me, they were so kind to everyone. But the question is, were they kind and were they nice to themselves first? How did they actually feel inside? Like, how do you actually feel inside? Because you can put on, like, a great show and show everyone that you're happy, show everyone that they're loved. But, like I said, it's all a show. So start from within. Truly, when you have gratitude for yourself, people can feel that. And it's less about saying or showing you're grateful to people, because they'll be able to feel it from you. And again, gratitude is one of the highest vibrations that you can move and transverse this earth with and get to your destination. So, I do encourage you to continue to speak these kind things, because as humans, we do need to hear certain things, and it provides each and every one of us a humanly connection and human encouragement. But also, as humans, we do need to even say our biggest fears out loud, so we absolve and neutralize these fears and come face to face with them. And internally, get to work on showing our fear that it's just a thought. The universe acknowledges work, accountability, and presence when we are in a state of fear. We aren't acknowledging, because at that point we aren't acknowledging the work ahead and not present or taking accountability for our own lives. We are caught up in fear and in some other lane where we don't belong. So if you're not in your lane specifically, and you're on someone else, in someone else's lane, or in the lane of fear, you're not on your soul spirit journey. These situations, things happen to us because it is not to deter us, but it is to allow us to discover ourselves on a emotionally deep level throughout this whole time where I was faced with the fact that my dad will inevitably pass away, there was a lot of self-discovery, and I squint my eyes because it was a lot. It was a lot of self-discovery, and it was a lot of places I didn't want to go emotionally, where life just took me. And one of the biggest things that I learned, or lessons, feelings, just really soaking it up, was compassion. There were people that I met in the hospital that were very, very compassionate. There were also other people that were just there doing a job. And there were other people that brought their baggage to work and made other people feel less than, when as a patient and patient's family, we were like burdens to them, right? And I work in the healthcare field, so I know this and I can spot it. And when you're faced with the inevitable about one of your loved ones passing away, you really hit a certain level of compassion and learning about humans, learning about love, learning about self-love. And one thing I can say is that, you know, you don't get into healthcare because you want to bring your entire baggage of emotions to work. You work on them at home, and you provide solace, stability for the patients and people around you in your work environment, so that we can in turn help others. It's not about working on your emotions at work or taking it out on your patients or taking it out on the people around you. For me, it's work on them outside so you can be a better human to serve other humans. And obviously this podcast is just a whole bunch of different things, because now a lot of things are coming up, right? A lot of things that I've seen, a lot of things that I went through during that time and still continue to go through, but I had enough courage to sit here and record. So back to gratitude. I think that, and people can go on and say all these things about you have to talk nicely to yourself. That is one thing you do. It does start within. But the thing that I'm trying to get out is that you have to, and it's encouraged to be kind to yourself first. People will feel the love and gratitude that you have for yourself, and that will, by default, encourage people around you to do the same. If you're putting in work into yourself, people can also feel that as well. And however they, you know, decide to put that into motion, put in the work or not put in the work for themselves, that's on them. But continue to work and be the best that you can for yourself. By being present for yourself, you're showing the universe that you are accountable, that you are a stand-up person, that you do desire to get on with your life goals and to be on your path towards and on your soul mission. The universe will see this and bless you with things that your lane, that by you being in your lane, you're creating, and doors will automatically open for you. The doors being open for you are manufactured by your choices. And, you know, being on your lane with the feeling of gratitude, with loving yourself, and having and continuously working on your perspective, I'm gonna say perspective of self-worth, and filling that cup of self-worth, the universe sees it. And doors will automatically open up for you. That's how you attract, and that's how you manifest, through accountability, presence, and work. Not by just saying or believing in the theory of manifestation, but by putting in the work. And what better feeling to be in your lane and putting in the work with gratitude. I know early on in this podcast, I did a whole entire podcast about the attitude of gratitude. I know that. But this is another step, and this is another level to that. That episode back then, I would say that was my journey. That was the start of my journey. And this here is in the middle of my journey, and I've learned so much throughout this past couple of months and weeks. You know, I do think about gratitude daily, and I also think about my goals daily. Be grateful what you have, be grateful for the accomplishments that had occurred throughout the day, and even if it wasn't an accomplishment, be grateful for the car you drive. Simple things. Be grateful for your dog. Be grateful for that you're able to breathe this air. And I know you're probably saying, well, I do that. Or I've heard this so many times and I'm unable to get out of this fix that I'm in. When you go and try to discover yourself emotionally, and or you ask the universe for this, you will be given an opportunity. And maybe you're given opportunities every day, but we just aren't ready to rise to the occasion. Alright, well, thank you. G-Money did not make it into this podcast today because he is busy eating his snacks. I can hear him. I don't know if you can hear him chomping. But maybe next time. And I am so grateful that you have stopped by and you're still here. Again, I am so grateful that you are here. I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to record again, and it's good to be back. I hope that, you know, in the year of 2024, I can make this a little bit more interactive. And let's see. I don't know about the schedule right now because I'm still trying to get off the ground and getting back into real life. But if you're listening to this, I appreciate it. And I hope that a bunch of my words, my stories flowed incidentally, even though it was a kind of a mishmash of things. But yeah, thank you for showing up, and continue to do good work. Thank you for being here on the Strip Down to Love podcast, and welcome back.